Hello everyone, welcome to the DPP Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondis. This is episode number 331 for August 20th, 2024.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. It's been a crazy couple of weeks here with Disney pin news. I didn't have a podcast episode last week because I was out in California for the D23 Expo. So I will not be covering any of the Expo releases, just some of the most recent ones in the past week. So if you want to see everything, head over to the website, DisneyPinsBlog.com. I just have one thing for housekeeping, and that is our August giveaway is going live this week. So be sure to head over to DisneyPinsBlog.com/giveaways for your chance to enter. All right, now on to the pin news. First, we're going to start off with our sales at DPB Store. We had two new pins in the Alice in Wonderland playing card series by Artland release. One features Cheshire Cat, and the other one features Alice with the Caterpillar. Those are limited edition of 200, and the price is $72 each. We also still have the first four pins in this series available at the DPP Store as well. Next, we have the fifth pin in the Disney Princess Diamond series release, and it features Belle. Only 300 made, and the price is $25. I absolutely love this collection. I think they are gorgeous pins. They have the jeweled border with the marbleized background. And I'm actually shocked that none of them have sold out yet. I really thought this series was gonna go fast. But yeah, if you had your eye on any of them, Aurora, Mulan, Rapunzel, Snow White, and now Belle are all available. I think the only ones we are getting a little bit low on stock on is Rapunzel. But yeah, if these pins released at WDI or in the parks, I think they would be gone instantly. And then I have exciting news. Coming this Thursday, we have a brand new series releasing at DPP Store. It's going to be a six-pin collection. The very first pin is releasing this Thursday morning. So keep an eye out at dppstore.com. And also, if you guys have been watching the store, we've had a ton of D23 Expo releases pop up. A lot of them are going extremely fast. But yeah, be sure to check basically the whole past week. And this week, we've had a lot of the D23 2024 pins from the event from Mickey's at Glendale, the Walt Disney Company store, the Marketplace, Disney Studio Store Hollywood, all available at DPP Store. All right, next up is Bubble Bar. They recently debuted Disney pin releases. Now they are back with a second set. This time they are themed to Halloween. Their characters include Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and Pluto. All of them have glitter embellishments, and some of them have jewels as well. A lot of nice looking designs there. Next up is Box Lunch. They had four new character pins themed to apple cider, and they are actually scented like cinnamon. The characters include Mickey, Stitch, Winnie the Pooh, and Baymax. Retail price on those is $9.90 each. Next at Box Lunch was a new Nightmare Before Christmas Autumn collection. Characters include Jack Skellington, Zero, and Scary Teddy. There's three single pins there. The price is $9.90 each. And then there is a mystery pin set. There are six pins in that set, one randomly selected per box, and the price is $10.90. Lastly at Box Lunch, there was a new Up pin featuring Doug as a wilderness explorer. Price on that is also $9.90. Next up is Disney Store. They had two new D23 Goldmember exclusive releases. Last week was the Magic and Mystery Enchanted Objects Mystery Pin Set. All have a gold tone finish with various icons. The price is $18.99 per box of two pins. And then there was a Haunted Mansion 55th Anniversary Pin featuring Madame Leota. It has a spinner element and glow-in-the-dark design. Limited edition of $999, and the price is $24.99. Next up is Pink a la Mode. They had a few new pins released in their portrait series. First up is Robin Hood, three different designs there. And then they had three portrait designs for Lucifer the Cat. Those are all special edition of $300, and the price is $34.90 each. And then also at Pink a la Mode, they had a new Alice in Wonderland pin called Alice in Flowers. That's also special edition of $300, and the price is $34.90. Next, we'll head over to Aulani Disney Resort and Spa. They had a new Halloween pin release. This year it features Stitch, and the price is $14. Next is Disney Store UK and Europe. They had their Next pin and the Magical Collections pin release, and this one features Queen of Hearts. Limited edition of 1100. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks in America. First, we'll start off with Walt Disney World. They just caught up with Disneyland on one release. It is the Tinkerbell Spring Rides pin that previously released last week at Disneyland, and now it's available in Florida. And then there are two exclusive releases at Disneyland. First is the 8th pin in the This Is My Home collection. It features Merida from Brave. Limited edition of $2,500 and the price is $19.99. And then Disneyland also got the next Disney Arcade Alley Bowler pin, which this month features Beauty and the Beast. Limited edition of $2,000 and the price is $19.99. And then there were two shared pin releases on both coasts. First is the 8th pin in the Bi-Coastal Adventures collection. This month features Mad Hatter teacups. Limited edition of $4,000 and the price is $19.99. And then lastly was the 8th pin in the Character Scoops collection, which features Bambi and Flower. That's limited edition of $4,000. The price is $19.99. All those pins I just mentioned released on Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. So yeah, I think that's going to do it for episode number 331 of the DPB Podcast, your August 2024 Week 3 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.